Ezekiel chapter 38. The word of the Lord came to me and said, Son of Adam, direct your attention to Gog, the land of Magog, the foremost prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, This is what my Lord the Lord says, Here I am against you, Gog, foremost prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn you back and put hooks in your jaws. But I will draw you out with all your forces, horses and horsemen, all fully fitted out, a large contingent, all of them with shield and buckler, wielding swords. Persia, Ethiopia and Libya will be with them, all of them with buckler and helmet, with Gomer and all its battalions, with the house of Togarmah, the remote parts of the north and all their battalions, many nations with you. Be prepared and prepare yourself, you and all your contingents which have been assembled around you, and be a guard to them. After many days you will be visited. In the last years you will come to the land which was brought back from destruction by the sword, a land with a population gathered from many nations, to the mountains of Israel, which were continuously a ruin. But the inhabitants will have been brought out from the nations, and they will all be living there in safety. And you will go up and arrive like a tempest. You will be like a cloud set to cover the land, you and all your battalions, and many nations with you. This is what my Lord the Lord says. It will also come to pass on that day that matters will come to your mind, and you will think an evil thought, and you will say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will come to those who are at rest, all of them living in safety, living without a wall, not having bolt or doors, to seize plunder and to take spoil, in turning your hand against the re-inhabited ruins and against the people gathered from the nations, who are acquiring cattle and property, who live at the hub of the land. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish and all its villages will say to you, Is it to seize plunder that you have come? Is it to take spoil that you have assembled your contingent, to carry off silver and gold, to take cattle and property, and to seize much plunder? Therefore prophesy, son of Adam, and say to Gog, This is what my Lord the Lord says. On that day when my people Israel dwell in safety, will you not know what is happening? And you will come from your place, from the remote parts of the north, you and many nations with you, all horse riders, a large contingent and a great army. And you will come up to my people Israel like a cloud set to cover the land. It will be in the last days, and I will bring you against my land, in order that the Gentiles may know me when I am sanctified through you in their sight, Gog. This is what my Lord the Lord says. Is it you of whom I spoke in the former days by the intermediacy of my servant the prophets of Israel, who prophesied in those days for years that I would bring you up against them? So it will come to pass on that day, when Gog comes against the land of Israel, says the Lord, that my fury will mount up in my anger, and in my zeal, in my fiery ire, I have spoken. On that day there will certainly be a great earthquake over the land of Israel. And the fish of the sea, and the birds of the sky, and the wild animals, and every reptile that crawls over the ground, and all men who are on the surface of the ground, will tremble at my presence. And the mountains will be demolished, and the steep places will fall down, and every wall in the land will collapse. And I will call the sword against him on all my mountains, says the Lord, the Lord. The sword of every man will be against his brother. And I will contend with him by plague and by blood. And I will rain overwhelming rain and hailstones and fire and sulphur on him, and on his battalions and on many nations which are with him. And I will have myself magnified and sanctified, and I will be acknowledged in the sight of many nations, and they will know that I am the Lord.